Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I was calling about a charge on my credit card bill that I did not recognize, and I am trying to find out what it was.
Yes, ma'am. So can I get that zip code from you?
76225.
That was 76225. And can I get the name that associated with the account you're calling about?
Pamela Al-Husseini.
Right. Can I get you spell that last name for me, Miss Pamela?
I'm sorry?
Can I get you spell that last name for me?
A-L, H as in ham, U-S as in Sam, A-I-N as in Nancy, I.
All right, so that was ALHUSAINI.
Yes.
All right, give me one second. And could you spell that first name for me so I won't spell it incorrect?
P-A-M-E-L-A.
All right, give me just one second. I'm still here, Ms. Pamela. I'm trying to find the account for you.
Okay, are you with the credit card company or are you with the company that the charge came from?
The charge came from. I have to see because.
I have the reference number if that would help.
All right. Will this account be under anyone else's name that you may know of?
Well, the credit card count isn't, but the only other person who might have charged it was Sarah Slocum. Slocum.
All right, so I'm not getting a name in my account under your name, the zip code, nor the number, as in that one of the companies I work for charged you. I recognize the company name that you're calling about, but it doesn't state that I'm working for them today. Do you know anyone named Nada? Nada?
No. Is that who made that charge?
No, ma'am, that's just another. I have, some people have different last names and sometimes it's spelled different. So in case
Yeah,
the
no.
spelling may be different,
No.
they have other names listed at the bottom.
Yes, but no, that is not anyone in my in my
Yes,
repertoire of
ma'am.
people.
Okay. Let me check one more time because I'm not getting a account as in that we charged you. Would you mind giving me the first six or the last four of that card number that you used?
The card number 6784.
Give me one second. Okay, no, ma'am, I'm still not getting an account as in one of the companies that I charged you. I mean that I work for charged you. Can I get the name of that product or the
Well, the
company that it's?
company's name is Best Gadgets,
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I have
What?
never used that company.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say that you were trying? Does it give you like the product name that you were or
This
that?
is what I'm trying to get at because all it says is electronic sales, and
Yes,
I
ma'am.
have not purchased anything electronic.
Okay, give
So
me
I'm
one
quite sure that this is not a charge that I put on there, and I was trying to get a better description just in case
Okay, where did you get this number from?
Well, the number I called was on my credit card bill. It says Best Gadgets, and it says the telephone number is 855-8457-6334.
Okay, and what were the amount of the charges that was taken out?
Well, there were two of them. Okay. One on November 3rd was $5.74, and then one on November 6th was, let me find the $67.32.
All right. So I'm not getting your name in my account as that.
Well, would the reference number for the order help? I have that.
No, ma'am. I would need basically your information because all of that will pop up in my system if you were in my system.
Okay, well then, if I'm not in your system, why are you calling?
So I work for.
Why did you get
I'm returning a call. So.
Yeah, I know you're returning.
You were in the returning.
Call, I don't understand why you were sent to return my call when I called from this number.
Because we work for lots of. I'm a third party customer support. They service lots of different companies.
Okay, how can I get to the right person? Because I really need to deal with this. Because I don't want to pay this bill if it's a bogus charge.
Yes, ma'am. So what I would say you will honestly have to do is call your bank or whoever your that card number affiliates with and see if they can give you a number.
But this is what was on the bill that my credit card sent me. So this is probably the only number they have.
No, ma'am. They can pull up different numbers because we work for a third party customer support. Sometimes it has the wrong number or sometimes the number could be said wrong. But yeah, you're not in my system as in that we charged you, so that has to be an incorrect number that they gave you.
But it's the same on both of the charges, both dates. The same phone number.
Okay, ma'am, but what I can tell you to do, since you're not in my system, since I can't do anything for you, I understand that the charges redirect you or direct you to this number, but you're not popping up in my system. So I would say you have to go through your bank with this.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.